your radio station on the air.
KCPS, Dallas, Fort Worth. Classic rock, Texas style. Lone Star, 92.5.
Sorry, was I overreacting again?
Just a bit.
Over the top.
Lone Star 92.5. All right. It is Ask Us Stuff Day. You can call us at 214 or 817-787-1925. Ask any question you want. Email us at bowandjim@lonestar925.com. Or you can call our Ask Us Stuff hotline. And I bet you're saying, hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo.
What's that number? It's 214-866-8600.
Yes, sir.
Let's see what we have on the Ask Us Stuff hotline here today. This one isn't even a question. It's a question, but it gives the answer.
All right.
And some of you will get offended, but I don't care. I thought it was funny. Here you go.
78 new messages.
Oh, geez. Well, we're not going to have time to get to all those. Here you go.
What has 9 arms and sucks? Ding, ding, ding. Def Leppard.
That's cold, man. I like me some Def Leppard.
Some of you are sick enough to tell that joke later on. And we appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. I think this is a medical question.
Why is it? So that's my question. Thanks a lot.
Why do you get the eye twitch? I get that sometimes, too, and it just drives me nuts.
Is it related to stress?
Why? Are you getting Botox?
Why is...
Botox injections can affect the nerves that causes these twitches and are considered to be the main cause for severe muscle twitch around the eye.
Do I look like I would do Botox? No. I'm going to grow old gracefully.
But it's believed that muscle spasms and eyelids causes eye twitch is because it's related to the nervous system, and this type of eye twitch is not considered serious. It can be related to emotional stress or physical eye strain. For example, staring at the computer all day makes cause it to twitch.
Did you ever get that? Where your eye starts twitching?
Totally.
It just drives me nuts. All right, here's a rock and roll question.
I'm getting that.
Okay.
Listen, if my name was Colin, I would expect you guys to make fun of me, okay? Sorry to anybody named Colin. Win them before you can buy them Eagle tickets coming up this hour on Lone Star 92.5. Do it.
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
I ran out of words.
So I'll just go, whoa!
Wadi-dee-wadi-da!
Wadi-dee-da! Oh, God help us all. All right. It is Ask Us Stuff Day. Now, here's a real bizarre question. And there's a story that goes with this, yes.
Hey, I got something for the Ask a Step hotline. So a restaurant.
Okay, the Texas Connection was a real place, right?
It was a restaurant in the 80s. But here's the backstory.
Okay.
All right, here's the backstory. It was called the Old Stevens House. It was owned by O.D. Stevens, and 4 other criminals robbed the Union Pacific train over $70,000 back in 1931 or 32. Now, Stevens departed for New York to launder the money, but upon his return to Fort Worth, he failed to split the money with the other 3 robbers who were from around Abilene. Well, they came to Dallas and Fort Worth, and the men then drove over to Handley on a Saturday to see Stevens about the money that they owed him. Well, they were never seen again.
Oh.
The exact location of the murder scene is uncertain. But that house, they believe now, is on the southwest corner of Morrison and I-30. It's a daycare right now. The house was rented to various families in the 60s and 70s. And it is true, there were remaining secret passages in the house, although most have been closed up. And there was a story, too, that there were tens of thousands of dollars hidden somewhere on the site. And the money was never recovered from that robbery. And there were, throughout time, a number of teenagers and people tried to get into that property and try to find that money.
Is that right?
Yeah. And they never did. The mystery was never solved. They found what they thought was containers of drugs, but they don't know what kind of drugs it were, you know, so.
That's cool, just to go into a house that had that kind of history to it.
I know.
There's a motel, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's an old motel. It's at the corner of Fort Worth Avenue and Sylvan in Oak Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly, it was a gambling mecca when gambling was popular but illegal.
Right.
And supposedly there's all these kind of tunnels under there.
Oh, cool.
And it was a speakeasy back during Prohibition, too. And they had a little red light on. And if the cops raided the place, somebody would push the button and the red light would come on and people would scatter. The tables would turn over and look like regular tables.
Just like the movies.
Just like the movies. And there's all, supposedly, that's what I'm told, there's all these tunnels and stuff that lead to a getaway where you can just, you know, get outside and be standing on the sidewalk. And the cops say, what are you doing?
Nothing. I'm just standing.
I'm doing nothing, screw. Leave me alone.
Nothing, screw. See, leave me alone.
So they saw the red light and just scrammed.
Yeah. Yeah, scram. Scram. Get out of here. See? Meow.